Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two, and that means it's time for Tucker's Tape. Along with Ross Tucker, I'm Jim Galante. Ross, we're taking another break from our positional review series. This is your first chance on the show since the draft, and I wanted to get your take. We've talked quite a bit with the other guys earlier this week about where the Penn State players went as far as which round of the draft they went in. With your background in the NFL, I'd kind of like to get your take on the players with the teams that they got to, and what is it a good spot for them? The natural place to start is right at the top, Micah Parsons. He's a Dallas Cowboy, America's team. It would seem like a pretty good fit, and is he the replacement for Sean Lee?
You know, it's funny, Jim, on a lot of levels. So first of all, I think I've told the story before, but I actually, you know, knew of Micah since ninth grade. And then I actually first spoke to him before his junior year of high school. Have I told you this story yet, Jim?
Yeah, it's worth repeating, though, Ross.
Well, so, you know, I live in Central Dauphin School District where Micah – oh, great, I got a sneeze. You know – it's unbelievable. I sneeze like once a day, maybe. And I swear it's always when I'm on the radio. Always.
Like you know, of course, Ross, if you hadn't talked about it, I could have just cut that, edited that out, right?
You know what? It's natural. It's normal. It's whatever. Oh, my gosh. Hold on a second. All right. So now this is, you know why, Jim, this is why you pay me the big bucks right here. Nothing gets more listeners on the podcast or on the radio than Ross Tucker. You know what? When you post it, you should say on the podcast part of it, you should say Ross Tucker sneezing twice while trying to tell a Micah Parsons story next on the Keystone Sports Network. Oh, my gosh. It's funny. At any rate, okay. What I would say, a couple of things about Micah. Number one, I actually had Micah on the Ross Tucker podcast this week, so people can check it out. Had a chance to talk to him. But the two quick stories are, and by the way, he kind of grew up a Cowboys fan, although he admitted, Jim, when they weren't good, he drifted off and started to like Cam Newton. Then he drifted off, started to like Tom Brady. Now he's back. He's a Cowboys fan again. He said he was a bandwagon guy. But at any rate, okay, you know, I saw Micah play his third high school football game ever in ninth grade against Wilson West Lawn, and I texted Penn State and said, CD has a freshman who's just unbelievable, and they went in the school the next week to look at him physically, and then the week after they offered him. So that was after four games of high school football in ninth grade. And then I actually – before his junior year, I know the Central Dauphin head coach. I said, hey, can I say something to him? And he said, yeah, because I don't know what had happened with Micah. I don't know if he had been benched one game or something like that, right, Jim? When he was a sophomore maybe. And there was all kinds of stuff going on. I think he had decommitted from Penn State or whatever. And I just said to him, listen, I don't care where you go to college. All I'm saying is you – have been given truly unique gifts. You have 5 years to do everything right, and you will change your entire family's life. I just wanted to make sure he knew that, you know, Jim? And, you know, I guess you could argue he didn't necessarily do everything right since then. There were a couple incidents that have been much talked about that he talked about, by the way, on the Ross Tucker podcast, but he got there, Jim. It's 5 years later, and he got there, and he's able to change his family's life. You know, it's interesting because the one thing he said was, it is great that he's going to Dallas Cowboys. I mean, it's different, Jim. I played for five teams. Cowboys are different. On and off the field, it's just different. You know, the amount of money he'll be able to make off the field, the exposure there, it's really, really incredible. So, at any rate, he told me that Dan Quinn will be running a base 3-4 with the Cowboys. I didn't realize that. You know, the whole time that he was in Atlanta, he ran a base 4-3. So I thought that was interesting. So Mike is going to be working at the Mike and the Will in the base 3-4, which are the two off-the-ball backers in the inside. Now, the Cowboys still have Leighton Vander Esch and Jalen Smith, even though Sean Lee retired. The thing is Vander Esch has a neck issue. And I think there are some concerns about how long he'll be able to play, whether or not he'll be able to stay healthy. And in fact, you know, the Cowboys chose not to pick up his fifth-year option this week, Jim, which would have been fully guaranteed upon signing, upon them exercising it. I think the combination of getting Micah and being concerned about Vander Esch's neck, they didn't want to guarantee that money in year five. And then Jalen Smith has had some good moments, but, you know, there's no telling how much they'll have in his knee that he had the bad injury on. So I think they're going to use Micah as an off-the-ball backer on first down or in base, but I really think in sub, I think they're going to use him as a rusher a lot, as a blitzer, Jim. And I think they should. I think you could argue that Penn State should have used him even more in that role than they did. You think about the Cotton Bowl, Jim, and the success they had with Micah as a blitzer. I almost would have found a way to use him more. Although, look, they had a second-round pick and a first-round pick and another draft pick rushing off the edge. It makes it kind of tough.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it seems like he is set up for success in Dallas. You mentioned the off-the-field opportunities when you're a Cowboy, and it always seemed like Micah has that big personality that would fit there really, really well. All right, Ross, let's see if we could get to a few of the other guys. Jason Owe to the Ravens, which on the surface, it appears like a good fit. It's a good organization, a winning organization. Seems like one that would be able to mine his potential.
Yes, absolutely love this fit. For Odafe, I think I'm saying that right, or Odafe?
I believe that's the way you say it. I believe it's Odafe.
Odafe Owe. Look, he's not a polished rusher yet, but he is the biggest freak in the entire draft, Jim. It's funny. Freak doesn't sound good. Freak show does for some reason. freak show, whatever you want to call him. Unique physical specimen. That is what Jason Owe is, and oh gosh, Odafe Owe, sorry, Odafe. And Wink Martindale, he actually will, I think, will use him, Jim, a lot like they've used Matthew Judon, who's now with the Patriots. I think they'll move him around a lot to get him free rushes at the quarterback, or to get him on running backs or tight ends. You know, I don't think they're going to ask him to just come off the edge, just rush off the edge all the time. I don't think that's going to be the case, that he's just going to rush off the edge all the time. They're going to move him around, blitz him, which I think with his unique physical skill set works out well. It couldn't have gone better for him, Jim. He gets to go in the first round, and he gets to go to a really good team, and a team that has experience using guys in unique ways, which I think, especially early in his career, while he is perfecting his craft, is the best way to use Owe.
And being on a good team, they have the opportunity to do something like that, use him and put him in a position to succeed.
You know, Jim, can I say something, by the way? Can I say something on Owe?
Sure.
He's a redshirt sophomore. Now, I think he might have played a couple games as a freshman under the four-game rule or whatever. And then he obviously played as a redshirt freshman, had five sacks. And in this past year as a redshirt sophomore, you know, he had a good year but didn't have any sacks. It's been well documented. You know, I guess my reaction to that is I wonder if they regret not playing him more a few years ago. Now, he'd only played 2 years of high school football. He was rare. But, you know, Micah Parsons played a lot as a true freshman. And they could have played Owe a lot more, somehow, some way. as a true freshman.
But don't you? It was pretty obvious Parsons was only going to be around for 3 years. I believe coming out of high school, we all knew that. I wonder if with Owe, they weren't nearly as sure, or his first year in the program, as you said, he's so raw. Was he ready to get on the field? Because I always get the feeling that James Franklin, he now understands, forget this redshirting crap. We may only have this guy for 3 years, 4 years max. We may as well put them on the field.
Well, here's the thing for Owe. Like, he wasn't going to be there 5 years, which is why I don't think they redshirt as many guys now. You know, like, I think they could tell with his physical ability that he wasn't going to be there for 5 years. So even if he might be there for four, why redshirt him that first year? That's a conversation for another day, I guess, Jim. And he only played 2 years of high school, so maybe he just wasn't ready to contribute in any capacity. But, you know, in hindsight, they only got a year and a half from him, you know?
Exactly. And they only got 2 years from Micah. So that's going to be the nature of it, especially with what happened last year.
Right, right. That's a little bit different. But so as in terms of Freiermuth, just keeping it moving here, Freiermuth, I think it's a great fit for him. He does remind me of Heath Miller. I know a lot of people have said that. He's not the blocker Heath Miller was. I mean, Heath Miller killed dudes, Jim. Like, that's not Freiermuth. But maybe he'll be able to get there. I'm sure they're hoping he'll be able to get there. But he's just a really solid all-around tight end. I think that was a great pick by the Steelers. And then how about Penn State, by the way? They have three guys go in the top, like, 50 picks. And then they don't have anybody in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth round. And then three guys in a row, Jim. I've never seen anything like it. Three guys in a row. The thing is, seventh round, you're battling to make the team, man. I mean, you are battling to make the team. And
real quick, could I ask you this, Russ? Were you surprised Mennett fell that far and Shaka Toney fell as far as he did to seventh round?
Not really, because most people that they say are going fourth or fifth are really going sixth or seventh. You know, the guys that go in the second round are the top half of that are the guys they said were going to go in the first round. You know, they always say 45, 50 guys are going in the first round, Jim. Do the math. Everybody ends up going later than they think they're going to go. All those guys are going to have to really battle to make those rosters.
All right. Thanks very much, Ross. That's it for quarter number two. Stay tuned for Ask Ross next.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.